Despite its rather old-fashioned look, the windmill has been both modernised and rebuilt, and even moved a few times over the centuries. As far as we know, the base was a mill built at the Miller's Hill in Umma in 1740. 3 years later, in 1743, a man named Cedaval, who worked at Ervid's Kloster, was given the mill as a reward. He was rewarded, together with a fellow servant, for going to Stockholm to bring back the body of Count Levenhult, where the Count was beheaded for his participation in the Russian War. The legend holds that the two men had to travel to the capital twice, since on the first return to Ervid's Kloster, when the coffin was opened, the widow discovered that while the body was indeed that of the Count, the head belonged to somebody else. After another trip to Stockholm, the widow could finally bury the Count's head as well. At some point between 1853 and 1859, it's theorised that the mill was rebuilt to a so-called Dutch windmill, and in 1866, Per Löfgren, along with the brothers Carl and Hans Åkesson, thought the mill's location was a bit off, so they promptly moved it into Hörbo. But even then it wasn't situated where you now see it. It was about 25 metres northwest of the current location. When Malina Persson in 1897 built the brickworks to the east of the windmill, the large building stole the wind from the mill, probably to the rather intense annoyance of trader Anders Larsson, who had purchased the mill in February the same year. So in 1900, Anders Larsson moved the mill to its current location, and it is probably then that it received its red brick fortification to gain height and to catch the wind better.